We're thankful that we can get together again this evening to consider the truths of God.
主，我们感谢你，我们今天晚上有这样的机会来一起来学习你的真理。
And we thank you for the youth downstairs. We remember that Moses taught the children of Israel that they must teach the truth of God diligently to the children.
主要我们也为楼下的孩子们来祷告，为着他们所学的，我们也都恭敬交托。
We pray, Lord, that thou will bless them this evening downstairs, but bless us as adults as well, we pray.
愿你祝福楼下的孩子们，也然后也祝福我们楼上的成年人。
So we're looking to you to explain the truth of God to us, and we're asking you to cause us both to understand it and to obey it.
主要我们请求你在我们的学习中，你来亲自向我们解释圣经中所说的，也教导我们去顺从这样子的教导。
And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们这样子祷告是为着主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you. It's good to see each one here tonight.
谢谢大家，我们今天很高兴看到大家。
If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the Gospel of John.
如果你有圣经，我们一起来翻到约翰福音。
John's Gospel and again the first chapter.
对，还是第一章。
We're going to continue our study in the first chapter, beginning at verse 29.
我们今天会继续学习约翰福音，然后从第29节开始。
Tonight it's the Lamb of God will be the title of my message.
今天晚上的信息呢，就的主题是神的羔羊。
So let's begin reading at verse 29, and we'll read down to the end of verse 34.
好，那我们就开始来读，从29节读到34节。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. And I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.
好，那么从29节，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。这就是我曾说，有一位在我之后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
Thank you. The next day, our phrase in the verse, chapter 1, verse 29, says, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him.
在第29节说的这个次日呢，约翰就看见了耶稣来到他这里。
Now that next day was the day after his testimony to the Jews who had been sent by the leaders in Jerusalem to inquire, who are you, to John the Baptist?
这个次日呢，就是约翰，这个当时，犹太人有一些长官或者说是那个宗教领袖，他来问就约翰说，你到底是谁？
And you remember that he confessed that he wasn't the Christ, that he wasn't Elijah, he wasn't that prophet which was Moses. And then they said, "Who are you?"
我们记得他是这样回答的，他说，就他们就问他说你是谁？他说，我不是以利亚，也不是那先知，然后也不是基督，然后那到底你是谁呢？
And he answers them back in verse 23. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord.
然后他就这样回答说，在23节说，他说，我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路，正如先知以赛亚所说的。
Now Jesus wasn't there the previous day.
那耶稣前一天没有在这里。
And it's when John saw him coming toward him, you can see the scene. You see Jesus walking toward John the Baptist, and John sees him coming.
耶稣在这天，他约翰看到耶稣来的时候，他就看到耶稣就是向他走过来。
And it's very likely that the Lord Jesus was coming from the wilderness where he had been tempted for 40 days by the devil.
这个也很有可能是当时耶稣刚是从旷野来，然后当时在40天里头魔鬼试探耶稣。
And we know that he was very weak after he had suffered that not eating for 40 days.
我们知道耶稣当时可能会很虚弱，因为他40天没有吃东西了。
But then we read that an angel from heaven came and strengthened him.
我们也看到从天上来的天使也来服侍他。
And now as he makes his way out of the wilderness to where John is baptizing down in the Jordan River, John sees him coming toward him.
那么耶稣就从旷野出来，然后来到了约旦河，然后约翰，使徒约翰就看到了他。
This one that was victorious over the wiles of the devil.
那这个耶稣是从魔鬼的那里得了胜过来的。
And so John, he sees him, and there were some people with him because he directs their attention to him, says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
约翰那里当时一定也有很多人，因为他当时看到耶稣的时候，就跟众人所说，就是让大家去看，说看呐、那是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Now that's an astounding statement.
那是一个很令人惊讶的一个。
Because
sorry. Yeah, 一个句子。
How did he know that he was the Lamb of God who's going to take away the sin of the world?
那他是怎么知道耶稣就是那个神的羔羊，他是除去世人的罪的呢？
Back in verse 14 of that same chapter, we read of the Apostle John and his testimony concerning Jesus.
我们在第14节看到说就是是关于耶稣的一个见证。
Verse 14 it says, the word became flesh, dwelt among us. And notice this, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
然后14节这么说的，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。但是注意这里，他说，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now, how did John understand that?
那约翰是怎么知道的呢？
Most of the people, when they saw him, they just said, well, he just looks like an ordinary man.
因为对于别人看起来来说，就他就是一个很普通的人啊。
Was it the way he walked?
是他走路的方式吗？
The clothes he wore?
他穿的衣服？
He hasn't said anything.
他并没有说什么呀。
Yet both John the Apostle and John the Baptist, they recognize this one who's the only begotten Son of the Father.
对啊，施洗约翰和这个使徒门徒约翰都知道，就是耶稣他是神的羔羊。
It's the same in the world today.
就也是和今天一样。
In this room, we have a number of people who have seen Jesus in his glory and they believe that he is the Son of God.
在今天的这我们的这个地方，我们这个房间里头有很多人看到过耶稣的荣光，然后也相信他。
But there may be others in this room who really are maybe have a question about this one they talk about.
那房间里头其他人可能还是在有一些疑问，然后也想要知道我们是在说些什么。
And they say, well, isn't he just a man?
然后他说他是不是就只是个人呢？
The difference is that the Spirit of God needs to come and open your mind to see him in all his beauty.
那区别在于说神是要你看到他的美，他的荣光。
Now, John also, he goes on with his statement. He said,This is the Lamb of God who is taking away the sin of the whole world. That's a huge statement.
对，然后 John 就约翰就说他是来除去这世上一切的罪的。那这是一个很大胆的一个言论。
And so I want to explore this thought this evening as we begin our little time together.
那我们今天晚上我就想来探究一下这件事情。
The title of the Lord Jesus that John gives him as the Lamb of God describes the whole purpose for him coming into the world.
约翰给耶稣的这一个称谓，说神的羔羊，实际上是说清楚了耶稣是为什么要来这个世界的。
But why a lamb?
但是为什么是羔羊呢？
This is God.Incarnate, he should be pictured as a lion.
这是神的化身呀，他应该是应该是有一个狮子的形象。
In fact, he is, but later on.
而他确实，他确实，但是是在后面可以看得出来。
As the one, the judge and the mighty king, yes, he is lion-like in his beauties.
他确实他有他是那个大就是像是大那个叫什么审对审判者是审判主，然后他也是神，然后他是有那样子的很大的荣光的。
But here we see him as a lamb.
而在这里呢，他说他是一个羔羊。
Now what is your picture when you see a lamb or think of a lamb? What picture comes into your mind?
那提到羔羊，那我们每个人的心里想到是一个什么样的画面呢？
Gentle, right?
很温柔的，很温顺的。
Innocent.
就是无罪的，无辜的那种样子。
Non-threatening at all.
他一点都没有什么威胁。
Defenseless.
他不会。那个有很强的自保意识。
And that describes much of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那其实已经很好的显明当时基督的样子。
He said, I am meek and lowly in heart.
那他是很谦卑的，他心中是很谦卑的。
He was a, He was completely dependent on his father for everything.
他是完全依靠他的父亲。
Just as a lamb is completely dependent upon the shepherd to care for him from the wolves and from those that would injure it.
就像一只小羊，它是很依赖它的牧羊人，因为牧羊人可以为它驱散那些危险，像是狼啊，或者像是更凶猛的野兽。
But there's one fact about a lamb in the scriptures that I want to talk about, the most important part.
那关于这个小羊，这个羔羊有一个很重要的事实，我们想要来讨论的。
A lamb's It's a sacrifice.
羔羊是一个祭物。
Right from the beginning of time, lambs were sacrificed on altars for centuries.
在时间，那从时间已出，那么这个羔羊就被作为祭物，然后一直经过了这个几个世纪。
If we go right to the beginning of our Bibles, just a page or two in chapter 4 and verse 4.
我们来翻到圣经的最前面，就前面which chapter is this?
Chapter 4 and verse 4.
第四章的第四节。
We read about the second man born on earth.
我们看到了这个世界上第二个出生的人。
And we read there that Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
创世纪四章四节这样的说，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
God accepted Abel's sacrifice.
神接受了亚伯的这个献祭。
Now we read about Cain's sacrifice, and he brought an offering of the fruit of the ground, which was maybe vegetables or fruits and so on. What he had grown from the ground, which we had cultivated and he had worked, and finally he had reaped it, and he brought this offering to the Lord himself.
那我们看该隐的这个供物呢，它是从地里出产的，该隐就是亚伯的哥哥，然后兄弟，然后他是从地里头这样的，他是辛苦劳作拿出来的这些产物，然后拿给神。
And Abel thought that he had worked hard to bring this sacrifice to God.
Okay. 该隐他
or Cain,
right? 该隐他确实是很努力的劳作，然后他是很辛苦的拿到了这些出产来给神。
But God refused his sacrifice.
但是神却拒绝了他的这样的一个献祭，这样供物。
And he accepted Abel's sacrifice.
而他却接受了亚伯的献祭。
What was the difference?
那这里的区别在哪里呢？
The difference was a principle that runs right through the scriptures.
而这个区别就在于是一个很重要的一个理念，关于献祭。
Cain's offering was not a blood offering.
该隐的献祭不是一个有血的祭。
Abel's offering, the lamb was slain and put upon an altar.
亚伯献的祭呢是一只羊羔他被杀然后献在这个祭坛上。
We read these verses, very important verse. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
我们可以看到说若是没有流血的，那么就没有对于罪的赦免。
Why is that?
那是为什么呢？
It's basic to our understanding of our fallen natures.
这是我们就关于堕落的本性，这是最基本的。
We've all sinned.
我们都有罪。
We've come short of the glory of God.
我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the result of sin is death.
而罪的后果呢，就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
What is God's remedy for this?
那神的这个
Cure?
Cure, 他的解决方式是什么呢?
How can he cure us from our sin?
那他是如何将我们, 从罪里头来治愈呢?
He might be able to forgive us, but he can't, we've already sinned. We have all that sin, the record of our sin behind us, that we have failed God, our Creator. And so that must be paid for.
我们一切所从罪里头出来的这些所做的事情都记录下来了，然后但是神要去要需要解决这些事情。
And so the basic principle is then that Abel as a sinner offered an innocent animal in place of him, and he was accepted to God.
那这个重要的概念就是亚伯，他是身为一个罪人，他将一只无罪的羔羊献给神。It's
a life for a life.
实际上是用生命去抵了这个生命。So
there can be no approach to a holy God except through an acceptable sacrifice.
所以对于罪呢，是 唯有用生命去赎，才是让神可以接受的。
So right at the beginning of time, we have this principle established.
所以我们在最开始就看到了这样的一个重要的理念，就是这样子完成的。That
we can't approach God unless we approach God through the sacrifice, the life given of another, an innocent one.
我们是无法去靠近神的，除非我们是有神的荣光，然后和神的圣子他来他的荣光来遮盖我们。Another
example, let's go a little further on in the book of Genesis to chapter 22.
我们再看一个例子，在创世纪的22章。
And the story now is with Abraham and his son Isaac.
这个故事呢，是关于亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒。And
we know the story of Abraham, the call of Abraham, where Abraham was called out of Ur of the Chaldees.
我们会知道亚伯拉罕的故事，他是怎样是被神所召。The
world had fallen into idolatry all over.
各处都陷入了这个淫乱的罪。And
God chose one man out of the world and said to him, Abraham, Abram, I want you to leave this, your city, and I want you to go to a land that I'm going to show you.
神呢就选中了一个人，他就是亚伯拉罕，然后他就叫亚伯拉罕，然后我要你去离开这个城市，我要指示你到山上有一只羊羔。I'm
going to make your name great. I'm going to make a nation of you. Kings will come from you, and the whole world will be blessed.
我要使你的名为大，我要使你的 国都因你得到祝福，万国都因你的国而受到祝福。He
said, you won't obtain those blessings, but those blessings are far in the future.
他说你自己不会这样子直接的得到这些祝福，但是你的后裔会受到大大的祝福。
But Abraham was 100 years old, and his wife Sarah was 90 years old, and they had no children.
但是亚伯拉罕当时已经100岁了，而他的妻子萨拉已经90岁了，他们还没有孩子。How
are God's promises going to be fulfilled if he had no children?
那神的这个应许这个誓言，他是如何去实现的？那他都没有孩子。
the promise would die with Abraham.
那这个这个呃这个应许会呃随着亚亚伯拉罕的死去而就死去吗？
Then a miracle happened.
而呃有一个神迹一个奇迹发生了。
Sarah conceived and bore a son called Isaac.
撒拉怀孕，她她生了一个孩子，叫做撒啊不以撒。
He's a miracle son.
他是一个从奇迹出来的孩子。
And he grew up to become now a young man.
而他已经长大，是一个年轻人了。
One day, God said to Abraham, Abraham, I want you to take your son, Isaac.Your only son who you love. I want you to take him up to a mountain that I'm going to show you, and I want you to offer him there as a burnt sacrifice to me.
神有一天这样子跟亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，我要你带着你的你的孩子以撒，你的独生子，我要你把他带上山去，以他为祭物来献给我。
What kind of request would that be?
这是一种什么样的请求啊？
Well, you know, we learn from the New Testament that Abraham believed that if he did that, God could raise him up from the dead. He believed God.
我们如果看了后面的话，他就能知道说神可以让一个人从死里复活，那他会相信神。
And so the next morning, he cut the wood, put it on a donkey, and he made his way with Isaac to the base of the mountain.
那他就早上起来，他就带着驴，然后也准备了这个柴，去那个烧祭的柴，然后和他的孩子。
And then he put the wood on Isaac's back.
他让以撒去背这些柴。
And he took some fire.In a little clay pot.
他也他在手里他用一个这个陶制的一个容器，然后里面会有火。
As they travel, he would just add a little few sticks to keep the fire burning.
那他就会为了持续这个火去继续燃烧呢，他会接着去放一些小木棍。
And so up the mountain they went.
那他们到了山顶了。
And then we read in verse 7.
我们在第七节看。22章的第六节。
So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. He took the fire in his hand and a knife. And the two of them went together.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father.
但是以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲呢？
And he said, Here I am, my son.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。
Then Isaac said, Look, the fire and the wood.But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
以撒说，请看，火与柴我们都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Isaac understood that you needed, if you're going to approach God as Abel did and be accepted, you needed a lamb.
那以撒明白说，如果你要去去接近神，你需要有一个这个祭物呀。
Look at Abraham's answer.
那我们来看看亚伯拉罕的回答。第八节。
And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Now we know that in actual fact, Isaac was going to be that lamb.
我们知道实际上以撒他就要做这个羊羔。
But not because it says, just like the Lord Jesus, he went steadily to the cross where he would lay down his life as the Lamb of God, so Isaac went up the mountain, knowing that it was him that was going to be sacrificed there.
就像耶稣他一步一步向着十字架走过去的时候同以撒同样他也自己一步一步上山，他也知道自己会是那个献祭的。
God had provided a lamb, hadn't he?
那神确实是预备了一只羔羊，不是吗？
He had provided Isaac, who was it was a miracle child. God had provided that.
那以撒他就是一个奇迹中的孩子，那这个确实是神预备的。
But God didn't require the sacrifice of Isaac.
但是神并没有真的要以撒去做这个祭物。
The story goes on. Isaac was bound by Abraham, and he was placed upon the wood that was on the altar. And just before he took the sacrificial knife to the throat of his beloved son, God, an angel said, Abraham, Abraham!
就在以撒他已经被绑好了，然后他也放在了那个这些柴火上面，然后亚伯拉罕也拿起来刀，已经准备要杀他了。那这个时候神他的使者在从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
You see, God just gave us a picture in Isaac as the son.
就是这个以撒他也是就是是作为这个儿子。
Isaac prefigured the real Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus, when he went to the cross.
他也提前就是有一个印象，就是也是表明象征了主耶稣之后的受死。
Jesus was led up that very same mountain.
那耶稣他是上他也同样上了山。
And there was the fire, the wood.
也有火，也有木头。
There was the knife.
有一把刀。
And then there was God spared not his own son on the cross.
但神没有将他自己亲生的儿子没有让他死。
There was no cry from heaven to stop the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus.
天上没有任何的这样的呼声去将这个献祭停下来。
God allowed his only son to be slain as the ultimate sacrifice upon the cross.
神允许了自己的独生子他在十字架上受死，当作这个祭物。
Now the lesson there is substitution.
那这里的课程就是代替替子。
Because the Lord Jesus was our substitute. He was our lamb who died upon the cross for us. He's our substitute. He took our place.
耶稣是我们的这个替罪羊，他代替了我们去受这个死。
So that's another picture of the lamb that John the Baptist had these stories in his mind, but there's another one I'd like to talk about.
这其实有这个以撒也是这其中一个象征。那还有一个故事我也想要提起一下。
Turn to the next book in the Bible, the book of Exodus.
我们翻到圣经的下一本书，下一卷书，出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记的第十二章。
And there we find that the promises that were made to Abraham, 400 years later.
我们看到的这里是在神给亚伯拉罕的那个应许的400年之后。
The children of Israel now, they're living in the land of Egypt.
那以色列人呢，都住在埃及地。
And they're slaves.
但他们是奴隶。
And the powerful king of Egypt kept them, hard labor.
这个埃及他的王，他让这些以色列人去做很重的工。
But God sent his man Moses.
但是神拆了他的仆人摩西。
And he was going to lead the children of Israel to the promised land that God had promised Abraham 430 years before.
神要他去去带领他的这个以色列民去到一个地方，在400年以前神就已经应许了这个美好的地方。
But when he went in to tell Pharaoh, God, the Lord sent me to tell you to let his people go to do sacrifice in the wilderness.
摩西就对法老说神是这样子跟我说的，他要我去带领以色列人要离开埃及。
Pharaoh says, who is the Lord that I should let my slaves go?
法老说这是哪里来的神，他要我的这些奴隶走呢？
And so Moses said, if you don't, God will bring plagues upon your land.
那摩西这样子跟法老说如果你不允许呢，那么神会使瘟疫带到你降到你的这个地方。
And this cycle is repeated 9 times.
这样的循环呢持续了有九次。
Moses would bring a plague upon Egypt. Pharaoh would say, take away the plague and I'll let your people go.
那摩西将这个瘟疫带到这个地上，那法老就说你求你把这个瘟疫带走，我会让你的人走。
And as soon as the plague was over, Pharaoh changed his mind.
而只要这个瘟疫停下来，法老就变心了。
But then the 10th and last plague was the Passover.
那最后一灾呢，最后这样的一个瘟疫呢是逾越节。
And Moses went into Pharaoh just before that. He said, Pharaoh, if you don't let the people go, you're the heir to your throne. Your firstborn son is going to die.
而在这个最后一灾来临之前，摩西就对法老说，如果你还不让我这些以色列人走的话，你的长子将会受到很大的灾难。
And Pharaoh, his heart was hardened, and he said, "Get out of my sight."
那法老他的心很坚硬，他说你赶紧走。
And so Moses goes back to the children of Israel.
那摩西回到这些以色列人中间。
And he said to them in verse 3.
Chapter
12 and verse 3.
就我们来看第十二章的
Exodus chapter 12 and verse 3.
第三节摩西这样子跟以色列人的说。
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household.
第三节这样说，你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
And then in verse 6.
那第六节。
Now you shall keep it, that is the lamb, until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts.And on the lintel of the houses where they eat it.
第六节，要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要取一点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
And then he says in verse 12.
而他然后接下来是第十二节。
For I will pass through the land of Egypt.On that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神。我是耶和华，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血就越过你们。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。
So they were to take an innocent little lamb each for a household.
所以他们每一家都会来取一只无辜的羊羔。
And we read that they were to observe that lamb. It had to be absolutely perfect.
那他们要这个羊羔的要求就是说他们要看这个羊羔就是它要完完全全是完美的。
Not only on the outside, but they were to observe it for 4 days to make sure it had no illness in it.
它不只是它外面没有任何残疾和缺陷，而他们也要留了4天，然后看这个羊没有任何的病。
Then on the 14th day of the month, just at evening, they were to kill that lamb.
在那个月的14号，在黄昏的时候，他们所有每一个家都要把这个羊羔宰了。
And they were to catch the blood in a bowl.
他们要用碗去接这个血。
And then they were to take some hyssop, which is just an ordinary shrub.That would grew everywhere, dip it in the blood, and put it above the lintel of the door and down the sides of the door.
他们会用一个小刷子，一很常见的小刷子，然后他们就点就蘸点血，然后将门框上、门楣上，就是左上右，然后都涂满了血。
And they were to then.The whole family was to go inside the house and close the door and not go out all night.
这夜呢，他们全家人都要在房间里头关好门，不可以出去。
Inside, they were to light a fire and roast that lamb and to have a feast.
在家里面，他们会点起来火，然后来去烤这个肉吃，然后对，烤肉吃。
We often go to Brother Josh's for a lamb roast. We have a lamb roast there, and we have a feast.
我们有去Josh 弟兄家，我们在他们家有吃过一次这个大餐，这个羊烤羊的大餐。
But there inside the houses, you can imagine, there they are the children who believe, the children of Israel who believe.They are feasting in light and warmth and fellowship.
他们在家里也同样会是这样，就是他们一家相信的，然后他们都一起来吃，他们是在温暖的，在光中一起来享受这样子的一个时间。
But outside the houses in Egypt that night,
在房屋外面呢，埃及地是。
There was judgment and terror.
是有着审判和恐惧。
For that night, the destroying angel came through all the land of Egypt.
那一夜呢，灭命的天使他来巡回这个埃及地。
When it came down and see the blood on the door of a house, he passed over.
他只要看到门框上有这个血，他就会越过去。
And if he came to another house and there was no blood on the door, the destroying angel went in.
那如果看到如果没有血的话，那这个天使他就进去了。
And there was a great wailing in all the houses of Egypt that had no blood on the door.
那这个每一家没有血的这些埃及人的家里都有很大的哭声。
And what is that picture for us then?
那这是给我们的是一个什么样的景象呢？
The blood of the Lamb shelters us from judgment.
耶稣, 羔羊的血, 他将我们保护, 也, 保护不被审判。
When the Lamb of God sacrificed on the cross of Calvary, and you believed in that, your sins and your iniquities, God forgives and will remember no more forever.
在格格他山上那个 受死的羔羊 他的血来遮盖我们的罪，而我们的罪 将永远不被纪念。
Because those that heard Moses' words and obeyed Moses, they did it by faith.
那这些听从了摩西的这些话的这些人呢，他们凭着信心去相信了摩西的话。
No one knew what the circumstances would be if they didn't put the blood on the door except through Moses' words.
那他们怎么也不可能知道，就除非他不知道什么情况，但是他也听了摩西的话。
So God's word today tells us that everyone that isn't sheltered by the blood of Jesus is in mortal danger of judgment.
今天神的话告诉我们主耶稣他会将我们他们会他会保护我们不被这个审判。
Now John the Baptist, going back to him, he knew this story.
施洗约翰他我们回到这个故事里，他知道这个故事。
He also knew something else.
他也同样知道一些其他的事情。
That the very morning that John the Baptist was standing there that day, he knew that a lamb had already died that morning.
那天早上他只要看到这个羔羊的时候，他就已经知道羔羊已经死了。
Go further on in the book of Exodus to chapter 29.
我们再接着看出埃及记的29章。
Exodus chapter 29, verse 38.
第38节。
And here, God is giving instruction through Moses to the children of Israel.
摩西这里是在给以色列人一些条例教导他们。
Verse 38, we read, Now this is what you shall offer on the altar. Two lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. One lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight.
你每天所要献在坛上的就是两只一岁的羊羔。早晨要献这一只，黄昏的时候要献那一只。
So every day and every evening, a lamb had been offered morning and evening for 1700 years on the altar of Israel.
所以从那开始，每天早上一只羊羔，晚上一只羊羔，这样子他们都要去献这样的祭，已经1700年了。
And that very morning that John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. A lamb had already been offered and they were preparing another one for that evening.
哦，所以说那天早上他们早上就是施洗约翰的那天早上已经献过一只羊羔了，他们晚上还会再献一只。
And this was to remind the children of Israel that they owed their very existence to the God who eventually would bring a lamb and take away all their sin.
而这样子的做法呢，实际上是神教导以色列人说，将来会有这样的一只羊羔为了你们。
It doesn't end there in the Old Testament.
而旧约并没有停在那里。
The prophets themselves, they prophesied. Isaiah, for example, in Isaiah chapter 53.
在旧约先知就常常有预言这些事情，我们可以看到Isaiah chapter
53.
以赛亚书第53章
and verse 7.
然后第七节
，It says he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
第七节说，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
So 700 years before Jesus and John the Baptist met that day down by the Jordan River, it was prophesied that the Lamb of God would come to take away the sin of the world.
所以在这个施洗约翰和耶稣相遇的这个早上，实际上是1700年前，已经有这样的预言说，神的羔羊将会来除去世人的罪。
How many countless thousands of innocent lambs had given their lives?
那有多少成千上万的羊羔，他们失去了他们的生命呢？
And they couldn't take away one sin.
他们却不能带走一个罪。
God in his grace or in his mercy, he allowed the blood of those sacrifices to cover the sin temporarily until the true lamb came.
神他允许这些羊羔的罪，他暂时的遮盖他们的罪，但是他也预备了一个羊羔为他们永远的。
John by the Spirit of God that day saw that this was God's final answer to man's need.
施洗约翰这样子对大家说，这个神的羊羔呢，它是我。是神给众人这个一个永恒的一个方案。
He'd be the one who would fulfill all the types and all the promises of the Old Testament.
这个人呢，他是会去实现所有的旧约的预言。
The one who would come and open up a new and a living way into the presence of God.
他会在神在人中间开一条崭新的道路。
And the perfect substitute.
他是一个完美的替代。
The true Passover Lamb who once for all takes our punishment upon himself.
他是真正的逾越节的羔羊。他一次并且永远的将世人的罪给除掉了。
Now go back to John again, that verse 29 in the first chapter.
我们接着回到约翰福音的一章第二十九节。
Notice it says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
他说，看呢，是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Notice it's in the singular here. Takes away the sin, not the sins of the world.
我们看这个它英文有一个单数，说这个罪是单数，它不是很多很多罪。
Certainly, that's included. All our sins are included, but he takes away sin.
当然，这些这个词这个罪，它包含了我们所有的罪。
Not only the things we have done.But the nature of sin that is in every one of us, he has died for that.
不只是我们手所做的这些罪恶的事情，而且并且也包括我们罪的本性。
Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
我们看看那个哥林多后书的第五章二十一节。
For he has, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
二十一节这样子说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
It doesn't say he died for our sins. Yes, he did die for our sins, but he was made sin itself.
这里没有文字上的说，他为我们罪受死，但确实他为我们罪受死，他也成为了我们的罪，替我们成为罪。
The perfect sacrifice who knew no sin whatsoever, the perfect one was sacrificed for us.
他是完美的，他没有任何的罪，但是他却成为了我，为我们成为了这样的祭物。
So that we could be the righteousness of God in him.
所以我们在神面前，在他里面可以成为义的。
Now, that's an extremely broad statement. He takes away the sin of the world, the whole world. Does that mean the whole world's going to be saved?
这是一个很大的一个声明。他说，这个整个世界上所有的罪都会被除掉。
No, it doesn't mean that.
这不是那个意思。
Because unless we come to him and believe and receive God's gift, because this salvation is a gift. You don't earn it. You have to receive it as a gift.
因为你要到耶稣那里，要去接受这份礼物，因为这个救赎呢是份礼物，你需要去接受它。
Christ's death was like a multi-billionaire putting all his funds in a bank account and told anyone who wanted to draw what they needed from it.
基督的死呢，就像一个亿万富翁，他将他所有的财产都放进了这个账号里面。他说，就是我们所需要的，我们就去取。
Now when it comes to money, we were pretty wise about these things. Every one of us would go and draw from it, would we not?
如果是钱，我们就关于钱的话，我们当然就是，我们会去拿的，不是吗？
But this is something far more. This is life and death.
这可远不止这个，这是生和死。
And God, when Christ died for our sins and bore the sin of the whole world away, he put in a great bank account of grace that anyone can draw from. But they have to go to that bank and draw it out. They have to receive it.
那将所有的恩典都存在了这个银行账号里头，而我们要做的就是去，然后去从里面去取。So
Christ's death has made a great offer for everyone.
基督的死呢，是给所有人一个很大的一个，
He's opened up. Christ's death has opened up a grace for us all. Also, it goes beyond that because in the future, all of Israel is going to be saved. The nation of Israel we see surrounded by enemies today, Israel is going to be saved and go into the millennial period. God is going to save the whole nation.
那神也应许了，他会救以色列全国，他们会到，就进到千禧年那里。And
not only that, but God is going to make a new heaven and a new earth.
不只是这样，他会也会造新天和新地。And
that's only possible. That was only made possible by the Christ bearing away the sin of the entire world.
而这只有是因为耶稣基督他去承担了这世上所有的罪，才能使之成为可能。So
let's turn back to our text and we'll go over the last few verses.
我们来看这个最后的几段经文。
Verse 30, we read, "This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me."
30节，这就是我所曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的。
Then I can see John the Baptist now pointing and said, "This is he." who was before me. He was preferred before me because he was before me.
这就是使徒约翰对指着耶稣说，这个就是他，他是在我以后来，但他反成了他在我以前来的。
But in actual fact, John the Baptist was older than Jesus. He was born first.
实际上，施洗约翰他是比耶稣年长的，他是比耶稣更早出生的。
What did he mean by that?
那他到底是什么意思呢？
Well, John is speaking of his prior existence, his previous existence from eternity.
而约翰指的其实就是耶稣他在永恒就存在的这个事实。
Verse 31.
在第31节。
He says, I did not know him.
我先前不认识他。
Well, he knew of Jesus. Matter of fact, they were cousins.
他怎么会不知道他呢？他们俩其实是表兄弟。
And even though Jesus grew up in Nazareth, and John the Baptist spent all his formative years in the wilderness farther to the south, John would have known about Jesus.
这个耶稣是在拿撒勒出生的，然后施洗约翰他的一生基本上都是在这个南边的旷野里头，但是他也听说过耶稣。
But the Spirit of God was necessary to reveal who he was.
圣灵呢是必要的，因为他要去显明到底耶稣是谁。
Because even Jesus' younger half-brothers who grew up with him in the same household, they didn't believe him. They didn't know who he was.
那耶稣他的就是弟弟他也知道说就也知道耶稣，但是也或许也不知道耶稣是谁。
He didn't know him naturally, but he knew him spiritually.
他虽然知道肉身的他是他，他可能是他们的哥哥，但是他却不知道灵里他到底是谁。
And so he says there in the last part of that verse 31, but that he should be revealed to Israel, therefore I came baptizing with water.
我们看后面就是31节，我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
So John came and he was getting a people ready for the Lord.
所以施洗约翰来是让是将人准备好为这个主来准备好。
He says, the Lord is coming, the King, the great King is coming from heaven, he's coming to earth. Are you ready? He would say. You need to repent of your sins.
他说主要来，这个从天上要来一位王，你们准备好了吗？
And so, when they repented of their sins, John baptized them because they needed to repent of their sins in order to be able to receive Jesus.
他们要先去悔改他自己的罪，而因为他必须要悔改才可以去接受耶稣。
He could only be revealed to those who humbled themselves to repentance.
耶稣只有在那些谦卑自己下来的人面前可以知道他是谁。
In verse 32, we read, and John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him.
32节说约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下住在他的身上。
And I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
This is a confirmation to John.
这是对对约对施洗约翰来说，这是一个证实。
Now, we don't know when God told John that, of this sign.
我们不知道, 神是什么时候告诉, 使徒约翰这个信号的。
So as John was baptizing people in the Jordan River day after day, he must have been watching for this sign.
当然就是施洗约翰在每天为人施洗的时候, 他一定会看到底有没有这样的迹象。
So let's turn to Luke chapter 3 and we'll visit the baptism of Jesus. Luke chapter 3.
我们看, 路加福音的第三章,
and verse 21.
第21节。
When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗。 正祷告的时候，天就开了，圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
So what do we see here? John baptizes Jesus.
我们这里看到了什么呢？是约翰给耶稣洗了礼。
And as he comes up out of the water, Jesus is praying.
而在耶稣从水里出来的时候，他正在祷告。
Suddenly the heavens opened.
突然天开了。
And out of heaven comes the Holy Spirit like a dove coming down.
天开了之后，圣灵就像鸽子的形状，降临在他身上。
And it rested on Jesus.
他停在了耶稣身上。
And remained there.
就持续地在那里。
That was the sign to John.
这个就是给施洗约翰的这个迹象了。That
has never happened in all of history.
因为这件事从来没有出现过。Where
God could rest his spirit upon a man.
神可以将他的圣灵可以安息在人的身上。Oh,
there are many men and women, no doubt, that were filled with the Spirit of God to perform certain tasks and jobs and functions that God had given them.
确实在不管是男人女人，他们有过圣灵充满的时候，神通过圣灵充满，让他们去做一些任务。
But the Holy Spirit could never rest upon anyone.
但是圣灵从来不能这样子停歇在一个人的身上。Because
we're all sinners.
因为我们就是罪人。And
the Holy Spirit is holy. That's his very title, Holy Spirit.
圣灵他是神圣的，这就在他的名字里头，他是圣的。And
God and sin cannot remain completely together.
那神和罪是不能同时就是完全的在一起的。God
in his mercy and grace would put his spirit upon men like David.
神会给他的恩典到他的仆人大卫。
And he'd be with them to help them along their way.
他可以陪伴着大卫在他的生活中。
But if they sinned and continued in that sin, the Holy Spirit would remove himself from them.
而在大卫犯罪的时候，而且他持续犯罪的时候，圣灵会将自己抽离开来。
And David could pray, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
大卫就祷告说，主啊，你不要将圣灵拿走。
But you and I live in a very privileged time.
而你我呢，都生活在一个很好的时代。
Because John says, here in verse 33. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
说我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的，对我说，你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。Up
until that time, no one had been baptized with the Holy Spirit.
就直到那时，从来没有人是被圣灵施洗的。The
Spirit had come alongside, he had come upon them, he had even come in them to encourage them and help them in their witness and testimony.
圣灵可能会降临在他们身上，或者说在陪伴他们，或者一直在旁辅佐，但是却没有住在他身上。
But the man in whom the Spirit of God rested is the man who is the Lamb of God who went to the cross.
那是神的羔羊，他是被带到这个十字架前的。
And having shed his blood on the cross,
他流了血在十字架上。
He gave up his life.
他自己放弃了生命。
He dismissed his spirit.
他圣灵也离开了他。
3 days later, he rose from the dead.
3天之后，他从死里复活。
And he ascended to the Father.
他上到了父那里。
A glorified man.
一个蛮有荣耀的人。
And now in heaven is a real man.
现在在天上，那是一个真正的人。
A glorified man.
是一个荣耀充满的人。
And once he was glorified, he sent the Holy Spirit back into the world.
而他在他完全充满荣耀的时候，他会再回到这个世界上。
And on the day of Pentecost, he baptized that little company of believers that had gathered there in one place. And the Spirit of God came into them and sealed them forever.
在五旬节的时候，神会带领他的圣灵来到这群聚在一起的人，sorry,
seal them forever.
也将他永远的封在他们身上。And
so now the believer today, receiving Jesus, they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以那今天呢，人去接受基督的时候，他也接受了圣灵。
So we're living in a very, very privileged time.
所以我们今天是活在了一个实在是很好的一个时代。
And so, verse 34 would be our last verse tonight.
第34节是我们今天最后一个经文。
And this was John the Baptist's testimony. He saw with his own eyes the Spirit of God resting upon a man. And he said, this is the Son of God. I saw. This is the Son of God.
这是约翰自己的见证，他亲眼见证了，说有神的灵降临在他身上，住在他身上，他也就知道这就是神的儿子。
It's our prayer that everyone here tonight might have their eyes open to see that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们也祷告，今天在这里的所有人可以被神打开眼睛，可以看见说耶稣就是神的儿子。
If you want eternal life, there's life in no other name.
若是你想要永生，这是没有办法从其他的名字可以得到。
For when he gives the Spirit of God to you, when you believe, you receive eternal life, the life of God himself.
在你接受圣灵的时候，在你接受耶稣的时候，你就也接受了从神而来的永生。
Before we have some questions, we have a little time left for questions. Let's just have a brief word of prayer.
我们在问答环节之前，我们先来简单的做一个祷告。
Father, we thank you. These are wonderful things.
主啊，感谢你，这些都是多很美好的事情。
We thank the Lord down through the centuries of all the lambs that had given their lives to cover the sin temporarily.
主啊，我们看到了千年来有多少的羊羔来遮盖他们的罪。
But Jesus came and offered one sacrifice for sins forever.
而耶稣来，他一次也永恒的来遮盖了我们的罪。
And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
他现在坐在神的右边。
Someday to come as a judge.
他将来要成为一个审判者。
But today we so thank you that he's still a savior.Waiting to receive sinners.
主啊，我们也感恩，因为他今天还是一个救主，他在等我们去来接受他的救恩。
Bless the word to our hearts, we pray.
主啊，我们求你通你的话祝福我们。
In Jesus' name.
我们在耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
We have time then for a few, I'll ask Mr. Summers if he'll come and join us.